Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Special guest podcast, a podcast.
Threw me for a loop there.
It's podcast. It's this one specifically, which is two chunks and a hunk. And today, I'm Jordan.
My name is Doge, short for Dozier, long for duh. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Who's there?
Cargo.
Cargo who?
Cargo who? Cargo fast.
Cargo beep beep.
Oh, well, I mean, horn go beep beep.
That would be a cargo what question, though, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would.
Cargo who?
Cargo beep beep. The notice says, most of these jokes were told verbally to the author by her 7-year-old daughter who just loves joke books. So if you've got a bone to pick, you're picking on a 7-year-old.
That was a trick. You tricked me
here. I'm fine with that. I'm incredibly comfortable with picking on a 7-year-old.
That's great for a 7-year-old.
It's not.
It is. We went totally two totally different directions after that. I'm like, oh, that's okay. You're like, no, they should know better.
Noogies and wedges.
I'm Carter, and I'm not the only one. God, I'm not the only one. I'm not the only one left here today.
I mean, that's true. That's just good science.
And I'm Gage.
Oh, there he is.
Who are you?
What do we do with that?
Willing to bully a 7-year-old for telling a bad joke.
Love it.
Dang.
Ooh.
It must be an ideogram thing. Eights don't care.
I'll bully anybody.
It
has nothing to do with my personality type and everything to do with my tragic backstory.
Whoa. Okay.
That's a good point.
Very good. Mm.
Gage, thanks for joining us. We really appreciate you coming over to this side of the podcast pond. For our listeners here of Two Chunks, can you give us a little introduction to who you are? Can you give us a vitamin Gage?
Yeah, I am Gage. I am about 5'9 or 5'8, depending on who you ask and what day of the week shoes. It is, or shoes I'm wearing. People in the education world know me as Mr. Kel. And that's really all there is to me. It's like my job and my height.
Yeah,
that's great.
That's it.
That's all we told you to prepare.
Only two things about anybody.
When you get married, I guess that'll be a part of your life too. Someday.
Someday. Someday in the past.
Can you imagine? Also married to the lovely Rachel.
Married to the lovely Rachel. We have really made a life for ourselves just by telling jokes and eating snacks.
That's great.
Damn.
That's pretty much our whole thing over
That's
here.
That's the dream.
Watching movie, watching show.
Movie, show, joke, snack.
Book.
You do book. Yeah, you do book.
You do book.
That. It didn't occur to me until right now that it's probably uncomfortable for somebody who is on here for the first time to brag about themselves. So I guess we can go
yeah, that makes that. Sense.
On behalf of Gage. Yeah. Gage is a friend of ours who is not simply an accomplished DM, but is also just a great person, a great friend, and has a deep well of pop culture fun knowledge to pull from. Great hang, great dude, and maybe even better DM. Yes, it is true.
Yep, he is the dungeon master for Imagine
And he's
Dungeons.
A master dungeon master.
Mm-hmm. An MDM.
MDM.
He has his MDM.
He has his MDM.
Pokemon master.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he caught them all.
Caught every single one of them.
Yes, he is the DM for Imagine Dungeons, our D&D podcast that begins very shortly. August, what did we say, 7th?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Two episode premiere.
Coming up. Guys, I'm so excited.
I guess it's episode 0 and episode 1.
Episodes 1 and 2.
What?
So kind of a little bit of 3-episode premiere just at different times.
Kind of a little bit of a 3-episode premiere at different times. Speaking of things that have been long awaited and are now fully realized. We have, I don't know if you guys are feeling like, I feel healthier. I feel like medically I'm doing great. And it's because we're in the presence of a doctor today.
Hey.
Yeah, that's true.
That's because true. Our friend Dr. Carter it's is finally now. Officially Dr. Carter.
Dr. Carter and himself. So I'm going to
text him every time my throat is itchy or scratchy or my feet are being bad or weird.
I've already sent him 10 look at this rash text messages. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know. You're going to have to get more iCloud storage. But to celebrate, the Top 10s, our new favorite website, has prepared a list of the top 10 fictional doctors.
Oh, fun.
I want you guys to work. You can work together as a group on this one. I don't feel like it's good to pit our guest against anyone. Okay. So you guys can work as a group on this one.
So we could be really good.
You have three strikes. After three strikes, you're out.
Oh,
as a group, you have three strikes. So you can talk about this. I'm going to tell you, this list is pretty crazy. So I'm going to give you guys the whole top 25 that's on this page. If you can get, just see how many of these you can get before you get three strikes.
Top 25. We also have like an hour to play this game.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Fictional doctors.
Top 10 fictional doctors, but we're going to go 25 because it's a pretty wild list.
Okay.
Does this include video games?
It does.
Okay.
I got one. Okay.
Yeah, Dr. Yes, Mario, is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, I was about to say that we no longer have to call you Dr. Carter because and feel shame that we're lying. Because we always call you that off air.
It is true now.
Because I'm always like, it's my buddy Doc. Mm-hmm. Dr. Mario, is that our guess?
Yeah. Let's take that in.
Sure.
Bing, 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 number 3. Dr. Mario is the persona Mario takes on in the Dr. Mario series. Under this identity, Mario dons a lab coat, a head mirror, and a stethoscope around his neck.
Do you think the good boy Mads Mikkelsen and there being more, I guess the Silence of the Lambs brand, the Hannibal brand, stretches further than just Silence of the Lambs? Do you think Dr. Lecter is anywhere in the top 25?
This one is pretty Christian, so I don't know.
Oh, that's true.
That's a spooky movie. I think point. Dr. Eggman is there because this is a group of kids that like Sonic.
Dr. Eggman, you think so? Do you think they even know that's his name?
I didn't know that he was a doctor, personally.
Well, he's Dr. Robotnik, technically.
Oh, yeah.
He is. We want to stick with the video games.
Dr. Robotnik.
That's fine by me.
Yeah.
Gage, what do you think?
I think Lecter should be there. It's just, are these Dragon Warriors for Christ kids going to put Dr. Lecter on their list? Maybe.
Let's go ahead. This is a good litmus test for the list.
Which one? Lecter?
Yeah, let's start with Dr. Lecter.
He's not going to be there.
Bong bong.
Yeah.
Dr. Lecter does not appear on this list. Dr. Lecter does not appear on this list.
Good job, Jordan.
It's probably like Luke from the Bible then.
Dr. Luke. Oh, no. Dr. Phil's real.
I almost did the same thing with Dr. Dre.
I sometimes feel that way about Dr. Phil. I feel like if I could imagine a doctor, it would be Dr. Phil, and then I get excited that Dr. Phil came true.
Jordan, you want to go ahead and do Robotnik?
I mean, I'm nervous now, but yeah. Dr. Robotnik, the Eggman.
Bing, 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 number four. Dr. Yeah, Ivo, baby. Eggman, Robotnik, Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah, baby.
Ew. Okay.
I knew it.
Then who do we think is number one?
Yeah.
I would imagine.
You're going to be shocked.
Oh, well, I think that it is a possibility that several, if not many.
Grey's Anatomy characters?
Christian mothers made a visit to this website and voted for at least one Dr. McDreamy.
Like Dr. Ooh. Shepard?
Yeah, honestly, I think that's fair.
Yeah. Possibly Dr. Meredith Grey as well, but we don't know for sure.
I think the same.
If it's moms, it's Shepard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think if it's good Christian sons, then it's Dr. Meredith Grey.
Maybe.
Let's give one to the moms. We never.
This
tip
one's
a hat
for the moms.
Let's hear it for the moms.
Yeah, I'm in with that.
Bong bong.
Okay.
Not present. One more strike, guys. There's a pretty major one that I think you guys could get.
Dr. Frankenstein. That's not major.
That's pretty major.
I would say it's pretty major. It's like probably
Dr. Scholl. I don't even know.
Dr. Indiana Jones. Dr. Indiana Jones.
Dr. Jones.
It's not major to me.
Oh.
Are you so you're telling us he's not on the list? Dr. Jones.
Yeah, he did. Don't guess Indiana Jones.
He just realized that this game is too hard and he gave us the answer.
No, this is a crazy list. I thought you guys would be able to get more of these.
It's hard for me. Do we think
Doctor Who?
Doctor Who for sure, right? It got to be on this list.
Do you think these kids' parents let them watch the BBC?
Yeah, all for sure. It's cable.
All the homeschoolers I know tend to be big Doctor Who fans.
PBS is way too liberal for this list.
I don't know why you think this is such a Christian website.
Yeah, why would I think that?
Because Bible is number one book of all time, and Dragon Warriors with amulets that contain the very power of God himself is number one fictional beast of all time.
Yeah, why would I think this website is full of Christian homeschoolers?
I think Doctor Who. If Doctor Who's not up there, that's silly.
Then this list sucks. Yeah. It's Doctor Who.
In the name, yeah.
Doctor Who, bing, 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 number two.
Whoa, okay. We've got 2, 3, 4.
That's pretty good.
Do we think
who could number one be?
There could be a villain on here because I'm thinking
Dr. Yeah. Evil.
I'm thinking Dr. Octopus or.
Doc Ock's not bad, actually.
Victor Von Doom. I think Doc Ock is more likely, personally.
Than Dr. Evil?
Just looking for his lasers?
I mean,
I think I'm comfy with Doc Ock.
Dr. Evil is the number one in my heart, personally, but I wouldn't be shocked if Doc Ock is on this list.
Doc McStuffins is an actual dragon. Right?
Well, what do you mean by actual dragon?
You heard what I said.
Because they don't exist.
Neither does Doc McStuffins.
And neither does Dr. Right, okay. Phil.
And neither do doctors. So it's all made up.
Hold on. I don't know if that's true or not.
Doc Brown.
I can't.
Back to the Future.
Yeah, I think that's in. Yeah, I would.
Okay, turns out Doc McStuffins is a person.
What?
With a dragon friend.
Okay.
I've but never heard of Doc McStuffins until right now.
Oh, I have.
Really? It's a kid show.
So,
well, I'm a grown-up.
Do we say, Gage, do you think Doc Brown over Doc Ock?
I think so. That makes sense to me.
Doc Brown as in Emmett Brown, Back to the Future?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
There's 25 people on this list. There could be both.
Let's lock in Brown. Let's do Brown.
Yeah, I like that.
Bing, bing, bing. Number 16 is Dr. Emmett Brown from Back to the Future.
Nice. And maybe we take our Doc Ock shot here. A Doc Ock shot. Yeah. A shot of Doc Ock.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dr. Octavius.
Bong.
That's fine.
Bong.
That's fine.
That is strike number That's three.
Okay. Don't read all 25, but let's get
no,
the 10
I'll give
for
you,
sure.
I'll give you some highlights. Number okay. one is Dr. Zoidberg from Futurama.
Whoa, we should have said that. Someone in Discord had that.
That's very un-Christian.
Someone in Discord had that.
How dare they?
You guys got 2, 3, and 4. That was Doctor Who, Dr. Mario, and Dr. Robotnik. Number 5 is the Doctor from Cave Story.
I don't know what that is.
Doctor Who?
I don't either.
The Doctor from what?
Cave Story?
I've never heard of this.
Number 6 is Dr. Injin from Crash Bandicoot.
Okay.
Number 7 is Dr. Steinman from BioShock. Number
it's
8, Dr.
Video
Light
games.
From Mega Man. Number 9, the wrong, you guys picked the wrong Spider-Man doctor. Dr. Curtis Connors from the Spider-Man was number 9.
And number Otto 10, Octavius wasn't in the 25 at all?
Otto Octavius is not on this list at all. Number wow. 10 is Dr. Wily from Mega Man.
Ew.
Is Dr. Connors a Christian?
Is Doc Connors a Christian? Interesting. Let's Connor. See what Google has to say.
How did the lizard make this list, but Doc Ock...
If he's Christian.
Oh, he's a Christian scientist. He said, what if I got a little lizard?
What if his people
brain?
Prayed is what he said.
Does Dr. Connors work for a creation museum?
Dr. Connors is Catholic, but yeah, I is. Did find a website called comicbookreligion.com where it's a religious index of every comic book character.
Very good.
Superman is a Methodist.
There are hundreds of questions that could be explored there.
Batman yeah, is a lapsed Catholic.
This lapsed. Is a lapsed Catholic.
Incredible.
Is Otto Octavius an atheist? Is that why he's not on the list?
Oh, maybe. The information you're about to submit is not secure. Oh, send anyway. His religion is not determined yet. So his
yep.
heart's really,
he's agnostic,
really open.
Dude. That's why he's not on the list.
I think he's just waiting for somebody to invite him. His heart's very open.
Behold, yeah. Spidey stands at the door and knocks.
Agnostic, agnostic, comma, open to small group. Doge, I have one more that I'm really curious about. Is Martian Manhunter religious?
Ooh.
What a great
one. Do aliens dream of electric sheep?
Do aliens dream of electric Jesus? His religion is listed as Martian religion.
Yeah, it's a Martian. Duh. It felt silly when you
Obviously.
Asked it. I was going to say
what
something, but I'm trying
question,
not to
Gage.
Get... Yeah.
He goes to Martian church.
He goes to Martian church.
He sits in the Martian pews.
Martian
he
Jesus.
This is the Martian praise band.
Let's stick with this theme of doctors and do something a little bit different. You ever have that, like... thing that you love, maybe it's a hobby or a show or something, and then your friend comes over for the first time and it's got to be one of the first things that you show them. It doesn't have to be mm-hmm. the very first thing, but you're like, ooh, experience this with me. That's extra credit for us on Two Chunks. The three of us love that game more than anything
yeah,
else.
The three of
and
us
And when
love
we
it.
Have yeah. people come over, we figure, why not have them play extra credit? And this is so exciting because three heads are better than two. As you know, I don't really play extra credit. I've maybe played 3 times in the history of this game. Or in the history of this podcast.
Which is the same.
But it is these three boys. It's been a bit since we've played. So if you've never played Extra Credit, it's the hardest game that's ever existed. It uses the algorithm on IMDb, which makes zero sense. It's like phase 10 of the MCU, I would imagine. Mm-hmm. You're just kind of like, none of this. Okay, well, that's
this
fine.
This used to be so much fun.
This used to be so much fun. It's not fun anymore. The way Extra Credit works is I'm going to pick... Today, it'll just be from one movie. They can pick any three actors or actresses from one movie, try and guess from their top 4 credits. They'll have 4 shots at this. They just need to get 9 credits to win. So that means 3 per actor. If they get 4, they get that extra credit and get 5. So you can get 15 points. You only need 9. Today, to keep it a little bit on the theme of doctors, let's check out Professor X. Professor Charles Xavier. I'm sure he was a doctor. Is he never... I guess we don't know.
I actually
you gotta have an assumption with like the smartest dude.
Probably a doctor of education, perhaps.
Yeah, gotta be something like that. Today's movie.
Yo, he has a doctorate degree in genetics, biophysics, psychology, and anthropology.
Oh my gosh.
With a 2-year residence at Pembroke College, he also receives an MD in psychiatry while spending several years in London, and he's adjunct professor at Columbia University.
One of my favorite bits on this show is when Doge knows we don't want him to say something, so he just goes so fast to get it off.
Yeah.
We're going to do the 2003 hit, and it is a deep well of actors and actresses to choose. X2, X-Men United. This features Patrick Stewart,
great one.
Hugh Jackman, Halle Berry, Ian McKellen, James Marsden, Anna Paquin. There's a lot of... Brian Cox is in here. Alan Cumming
is Nightcrawler.
Lest we forget.
Catholic.
Yeah.
Notably.
There's a few in here.
I think we start with the huge jacked man.
Huge. Jacked. Man.
Okay. What are his top four credits?
Nan with an N?
No. Huge jacked man. Big
granny.
It's the biggest grandma of all time.
She's huge.
Big granny.
Your nan.
The greatest show man.
Yeah, it's the greatest showman. Unfortunately.
Lock it in. For sure.
Lock it in.
Bong bong. Welcome to Extra Credit.
I hate this game, dude. This game sucks.
I hate that movie. I want to.
That was a bad guess.
On the record.
The movie's not good. Yeah, I don't
that was
that
a
movie.
Bad guess?
Yes.
No, it was no, not. No, are you kidding not. Me?
It's only you know popular. How people are, it's only super popular with like our group.
Not true at all. You know how people are like Hugh Jackman and somebody else is like from The Greatest Showman and the first person is like, no, not that. That's crazy.
These are conversations in circles that are near you.
Do we think?
No.
Do we think that Les Mis is on here?
Yeah, it could be.
Yeah, it's going to not be on here and the card is going to be like, y'all are stupid. I'm a doctor. You're not. Les Mis.
Les Mis, lock it in.
Gage, I need to hear you lock it in.
Oh, I'm locking it in.
Bing, 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 bing. Number one. Les Mis is number one.
Do you think Logan?
If any of the X-Men are in it, I would imagine it's the first one.
I would imagine it's Days of Future Past. I've just got a feeling.
Days of Future
Past? Really?
I just got a feeling about Days of Future Past. Logan should be here, but I bet it's not.
Oh, Logan is so good, man. Yeah, it's rated R. People are like, that's where I draw the line with X-Men.
I can't watch that one. There's blood on his knives.
He probably cusses too much,
On his knuckle knives.
He does cuss, and there's blood on his knives.
He doesn't say bub when it's rated R.
Just to throw this into consideration, Prisoners as well.
I doubt it. It should be, but I doubt it.
The Prestige.
That one could be
Nolan.
There.
Nolan's usually up there.
That one could be there.
I can see that. Yeah.
I'm willing to swing at The Prestige.
Yeah, The Prestige.
Lock it in.
Lock it in.
Bong bong.
Okay, great.
Well.
Which X-Men?
Well, probably three.
Is that the one with Jean Grey?
I just meant three. There's probably three. It's probably Les Mis and three X-Men movies.
The Phoenix one.
Yeah.
That's the third one,
the
right?
That's the first time they did that as the third movie of an X-Men trilogy.
Okay. That's really cool. Cool character. You know, I can't knock him for that.
I think, Gage, you do the honors. Tell us which X-Men to pick. This is a special experience to lose spectacularly, and I don't want to take that away from you. Thanks. Your first time playing Extra Credit.
I'm going to guess X-Men The Last Stand.
Let's lock it in.
Lock it in.
Bong bong.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Number one, Les Mis. Number two, Logan. Number three, X-Men.
Come on.
From 2000, the original.
Dang it.
The first one. And number four, X-Men Origins, Wolverine.
Oh, he did have his own one.
And then number five is probably X-Men Origins, the video game.
There you go. Yeah. So you're going to have to get one of these last two perfect, but that's the beauty of Extra Credit. There's always a chance.
Easy.
There's always a chance with Extra Credit. Again, we got Patrick Stewart, Halle Berry, Ian McKellen, James Marsden, Alan Cumming.
I really want to swing for James Marsden.
Anna Paquin.
I don't think I could get
Annika it. Annika Jensen.
I feel like Alan Cumming has only been in a very certain number of things.
It's like X-Men, Spy Kids, and The Traitors.
Easy.
Got him.
Just lay up.
His top four is three.
Do you want to hear his top four?
Yes.
Yeah.
One of these I would have guessed, but that's just because I loved like playing a board game or doing something well, impressing people. I love saying, I am invincible. I am invincible. He has a small role in GoldenEye. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah. Boris. But so the anniversary party, which I've never heard of, GoldenEye X2, X-Men mm-hmm. United. So the movie that we're pulling from. And then Son of the Mask. So it's probably best you didn't go.
Oh,
Alan
Son
Cumming.
Of the Mask.
Yeah, we did such a good job on Hugh Jackman. It would have been a shame to do
it's crazy
worse.
Hugh, at least you look at those four and you're like, I've seen all those.
Huh.
Halle Berry might I don't know. Halle Berry's been in a lot of things.
She's in one of the greatest movies of all time.
Yeah.
Catwoman.
That's there for sure.
Catwoman's in there for sure.
Say that.
But I don't know what else is there.
You're talking about
probably three X-Men movies.
Ian McKellen is a Gandalf hole.
Yeah.
For sure. Patrick Stewart is honestly an X-Men hole. Who knows which of these?
You don't think Star Trek's
up there?
What is
the detriment of a Gandalf hole when you think about it? If you have to guess four movies.
I can't actually say on this podcast or we'll get an explicit tag.
He played Gandalf. I'm just going to, oh man, we're really, how do we pick which Gandalf movie he was in?
Yeah, honestly, I feel like
he was in all three Hobbits. Three Hobbits and all three Lords of the Rings.
James Marsden might be, I mean, we got The Notebook. That's for sure up there.
And I think Enchanted is there.
Enchanted. He's in Sonic the Hedgehog, right? That one's not up there.
Yeah.
I don't think so. He is in Anchorman 2 as Jack Lyme.
He's only in two of the X-Men movies. It could just be, or I guess he's in the third one, but immediately dies, right?
I don't remember. I'm good. I'm an open book. My heart, much like Dr. Otto Octavius, my heart is wide open. I'm ready to receive whatever you want to present to me.
If it's not Ian McKellen and or James Marsden, I honestly don't know who we swing for here.
Yeah.
Ian.
Let's do Ian.
Say Ian McKellen.
Rumpel, what was his name in Cats?
Rumpelteazer?
Rumpelteazer.
Cats
ain't there.
Has he done anything since Cats?
He has.
I can't look it up. Okay, good.
He has. Thank God.
Have you seen people be like, would you be interested in being in the hunt for Gollum? And he's like, if I'm still alive. That's his answer he keeps giving.
Has he been in any like big BBC productions?
Probably.
Yeah. All of them.
Fair.
He's British, isn't he? Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King.
Sure.
A lock.
Lock it in. Bing, bing, bing. Number two. Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Ring. You don't think so?
We'll try it. Lock it in.
Lock it in.
Bing, 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 bing. Number one.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
The World's Introduction to Ian's Gandalf.
That was my name. That's what they used to call me.
Two Towers is the one I would be the most nervous about. He gets the least screen time in that.
Of cheap tricks.
Do we think there's an X-Men?
Doubt it.
Do we but think maybe. There's a Hobbit?
That feels unfortunately more likely.
I think there's probably a Hobbit.
Desolation of Smaug would be my guess if there is a Hobbit. That's
probably the one I'm thinking.
I think so too, but I think it's that one, but I am afraid it's the Battle of the Five Armies. Desolation of Smaug. Lock it in.
Lock it in.
Lock it in.
Bong, bong.
I think two towers feels like the safest bet here. Just two realistically. Towers.
Lock it in.
Lock it in.
Bing, 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 bing. Number four. The Lord of the Rings. Fellowship of the Ring, number one. Return of the King, number two. Gods and Monsters, number three.
What is that?
The Two Towers, number four.
What is Gods and Monsters?
It's one of the top credits of Ian McKellen.
Yeah, but like, well, like, what is it though?
Not on my
Gods and Monsters
Christian top 10 list.
I wouldn't put him there.
You have 4 points. You need 5 to win. So let's say you can do it. You can do it.
We're not getting 4 straight on Patrick Stewart.
No.
I think we could get at least 2 on James Marsden.
You don't want to take the live long and prosper shot at Patrick Stewart?
Not going to happen.
That's even harder than McKellen, I think.
James.
James Marsden it is.
Jamethy Marsden.
Got to be the notebook.
I think so.
Yeah.
Got to be.
Lock it in.
Lock that.
Lock it in.
Yeah.
Well, okay. We haven't finished locking it in when you said that, so it actually doesn't count.
Okay.
Which is the funny part.
Dang. Ooh. That's why I'm always supposed to wait.
It's not.
I've goofed. Now you're going to win for sure.
You could suck do it now that you're a doctor.
I miss
you could do it.
I miss McCarter was dumb.
I knew this was going to be a bit.
you look down on us from your doctor tower.
I miss when Carter was one of the people.
From your doctor tower.
Yeah, back when Carter was part of the
just
the
a layman.
When he was just a regular like, guy.
Populist Carter was my favorite Carter.
Yeah.
That
was
yeah.
We knew that something was up I've whenever changed. You commissioned a bunch of orcs to build you a tall tower.
I know.
He went from Vox Populi to Dox Populi. Now it's over.
It roots grow deep.
Okay.
Enchanted.
Locked this it. Is your first guess.
No, this is our
I'm waiting
guess,
for locks, locksing in.
Enchanted lock. Luck.
Did you say a Dozier?
Yes.
Bing, bing. Number 3. What a great character Prince Edward is.
It's yeah. a good movie.
That's a great movie. Westworld? Question mark. X-Men? Question mark.
Which X-Men? I'm thinking probably 2.
Probably.
I'm really torn between which performance was better, and it's in the first one for sure.
That's true, but unfortunately that has almost nothing to do with the algorithm.
Yeah, I know. The algorithm has cursed me.
It's cursed us all.
X-Men 2. X2. X-Men United. Together we X. Separate we men.
I'm comfy with guessing the first X-Men. I feel like it's equally probably as popular as the second one.
X-Men 1.
I agree with that. Yeah. X-Men 1. Lock it in.
Lock it in.
Bing, bing, bing. Number 1. I do think maybe that's what got him all his other gigs.
Yeah.
For sure.
He basically plays the same character in The Notebook, just less lasers.
Mm-hmm. He plays the same character
not
in everything.
No lasers.
Jury Duty is like the one time that I've ever seen James Marsden not be guy who was with girl at beginning of movie and then doesn't get to be with girl, so main character gets to be with girl.
He might be a low-key like MVP of Jury Duty.
Oh, Marsden
was hilarious. Yeah,
he was crazy good in Jury Duty.
And the
I don't think there's anything low-key about it.
The casting department, they said, man, if the woman I loved had a crush on James Marsden, I would feel incredibly jealous and do something dumb.
I would be motivated to act out a story.
Wasn't that one of our super dumps of Notebook is that he was a great guy?
Yeah.
She picked the wrong guy.
Yep.
2 guesses to wrap up this extra credit. What we got?
I think it's another X-Men.
Yeah. All right.
Is he in Boss Baby?
Ask me
because
that question
so,
like I would know the answer.
That's gotta be up there.
Ask me that question like I've ever seen that movie.
That has a spinoff. It's a pretty good movie. I like X2 in this one.
X2. Yeah, let's go for
lock
it.
X2.
Lock it in.
X2. Lock that.
Bong bong.
Boss yeah. baby. Uh-huh.
That's your
boss,
actual.
Let's lock in Boss Baby.
Okay.
Boss
yeah,
baby,
might as well. Boss Baby.
Bong bong.
Lock it in.
Number 1,
man,
X-Men.
He was my favorite part.
Number 2, Hairspray.
Oh, okay.
Number 3, okay. Enchanted. Number 4, 27 Dresses.
Oh, duh. What did we think of that?
Plays Kevin. Isn't that crazy?
It's a good movie.
I forgot that he
plays Kevin. 27 Dresses is the prequel to Up. He plays a big... Big... Catherine Heigl's like, which dress should I pick? Call, 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 call. Amazing work.
I think that
transformative.
This comic book website that Doge was reading earlier for sure says that Cyclops is like a born again Christian.
Ooh. Does it say what? I wonder if it says what church Cyclops goes to.
Non-denom. He's a Baptist.
Every time I search somebody, it's like, are you sure you want to do this? This information is not secure. Okay, he's a Protestant, but unfortunately, he is a mutant supremacist.
That is a incredibly bold take about Cyclops.
Wait, hang on. Although the Cyclops here is actually the villain Donald Pierce in disguise, his words fairly accurately reflect the brand of open, strident mutant survivalism and sometimes even mutant supremacy preached by Scott Summers.
Mutant wow. supremacy?
That's tough.
Isn't that more a Magneto vibe?
Not my Cyclops.
Yeah, definitely not mine either. I'm gonna say you're going to have to list your source on that one, Christian
comic book. Comicbookreligion.com.
In order to recover from this religious shock, I think we should go to shout announcements. Welcome to Shout Announcements.
That must have been so high, it didn't even pick up on the microphone.
I know.
I'm not sure if it got recorded, if I'm being honest.
I just have to look at you and see if I can tell when you've started.
If my face is turning red.
Zoom is always like, I got to protect him from this. This can't be something he's intending to do into his microphone.
It's probably a good decision on Zoom's part. Welcome to Shout Announcements. It's the part of the show where we give shout outs. And also, it's the part of the show where we make announcements.
We make announcements.
We make announcements, and today we make big announcements.
Big announcements.
Big announcements.
We've got something very special coming up. Hence our very special guest, who wants to tell you very much about this very special announcement. Gage, what do we got?
Yeah, Imagine Dungeons is an actual play D&D 5th edition podcast. Listen.
Wait, have you guys been? I've been playing 6th. Have y'all been playing 5th? That's probably why my guy is so much stronger and like
so
more
much
powerful.
Stronger, dude.
He's I've been taller.
Playing Pathfinder this whole time.
Oh, that's why. That explains it.
Listen, we've been on a journey, and the destination is in mind, but not in sight. And along the way, we've made friends and enemies and hilarious fart jokes. We'd love for you to listen.
All true.
Except don't cry or we'll bully you. And if you do so, make sure you don't tell anybody about it.
Listen
privately.
Cry on your own time. No, don't cry on company time.
We have been working on this for a couple months now, premiering on August 7th. We cannot wait to hear all the reactions to the characters and just the fun and cool stuff that happened along the way.
This is actually a podcast that I'll listen to. I listen to Two Chunks every now and then when we have like something really funny that gets me tickled. For instance, Bloodsport. I've listened to that one actually a couple of times since we've recorded it.
Yeah.
If anything, to have the juicy, wonderful espresso drip that is Jordan Wonder's impersonation of a young Jean-Claude Van Damme trying to get to the Kumite. I don't know what it is, dude, but that makes me laugh so hard. But
you have to let me get to the Kumite. Promise me I could play as a Kumite.
Derailed. I'm derailed.
Hey, you guys, are you coming or what?
Can't make me your punching bag.
I will be listening to Imagine Dungeons all the way through. Doge has come through and done some production magic with that.
It's true.
Just a lot of fun. Little tease. I play a bard and we get to hear music, and it's too cool. Too cool. Feels like a collab. It is a collab.
Does feel like a collab. There are magical items. There are magical dungeons and magical people.
What more could you want?
I realize am I the announcement guy for the next thing? That's fine. Keep going. I got a big old almond croissant in my mouth.
Yeah. We'll keep that in the episode too.
That's definitely good.
That's good content.
Also, our Two Chunks Movie Club movie for the month of July is coming up. As the crow flies, just a few days after you listen to this episode. If you listen on release day, if you listen way after, then don't buy tickets. It would be crazy. but if you are in our Discord, you will get access to the time and place to watch with us. Deadpool 3. Deadpool, Deadpool and Wolverine?
And Wolverine.
Deadpool and Wolverine.
Deadpool so, X Wolverine.
Get to listen to
Deadpool by Wolverine.
The Greatest Showman. Deadpool by way of
Wolverine.
Wolverine. So if you're not in Discord, you can get into Discord all the way up until the day of the movie and find out where and when that is happening. And a couple of you jokesters have been showing up with your Discord friends, even though you're not in the Discord. And next time that happens, I'm going to punch you in the chest.
You don't get a plus one. I can't stress this enough.
And Jordan has been experimented on, so he might have knives in that face.
That's true. There's a chance.
They call him Weapon W.
It's just weapon.
Weapon woo.
Weapon.
Weapon woo. That's all it is.
What if it was written by Barbara Walters? What?
I said, what if it wasn't Weapon X? What if we've been supposed to be saying weapons the whole time?
Weapons. Deadpool. Weapons.
Weapons.
Choose your weapons.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Get 15% off a set of BrakeMess Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We're back in the show, the back half specifically, which is this one, the one you're listening to right now. And our wonderful, talented DM Gage has something for us in the back half. So I'm going to hand over the reins. Take the wheel. Gage, take the wheel.
Thank you. People always tell me that. Today, we are going to do a fantastical fantasy draft.
Wonderful.
Where we will be drafting.
Of actual fantasy things.
Yes, we will be drafting characters and people. Here's the setting. It is a post-apocalyptic wasteland. The only inhabitants are mutants in the style of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. They also have to take a potion that transforms their biology to ensure their survival. I'm interested in you building a party of fictional characters and people. Or... you know, I'll expand that. If you have a real good person who you're like, let's good throw thank this you person in there, I'm down for that.
Sure.
I want to know.
Or all real people, maybe, if somebody did that.
Yep. Yeah, who's your draft pick and what they turn into once they down their mutant potion? We're going to do this
amazing
draft in a snake order. On the order of my screen, we have Doge at 1, Carter at 2. Jordan at 3, and then myself at 4.
Very great.
Good. Doge, would you like to get started?
Absolutely. I have drafted actors to play the roles of these characters as if this were a filmed production.
Mm.
So, step one, the first thing that any apocalyptic fantasy group needs is an old guy with a cool voice.
Hmm.
And we're going to go Ken Watanabe for this role.
Ooh. Pretty good.
Ken Watanabe will take a potion and turn into a very powerful owl.
Good.
Ken Watanabe is the leader of this apocalyptic group, and they've been in this fight a long time. They've got enough juice for one last job.
That's a
enough
great
juice
pick.
For one last job.
Great pick.
Yeah, it's very good.
Carter.
I have picked characters from TV and film. And for my first pick, I need someone who can help us survive, who's also got the ability to fight, who has a resistance to poison, who is smarter than your smartest, stronger than your strongest, more swordsy than your swordsest. And I'm drafting Wesley, also known as the Dread Pirate Roberts.
Good, very good.
Yeah,
that's
to be
nice.
In my crew. And when he takes the potion, of the many animals that he could become because he is so well-rounded, he does become a fox.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Great. That is fantastic.
Imagine him with his bandana, dude. His bandana wrapped around like his little mask.
Very good.
So we will have Wesley.
I think that's excellent.
Awesome. That's awesome.
Jordan.
Yeah, I think to start in a world of mutant animals, a druid is a great place to start. Somebody who can really deal with, manage, and maybe even communicate with some less sentient animals. Somebody who can protect us and protect the wildlife around us. And I think that this druid, when they take the potion, would turn into an anthropomorphic crocodile because they are, in fact, the crocodile hunter himself. I'm taking Steve Irwin.
Ooh.
Dude, Jordan, that was almost my first pick. That's so good.
Man, that is
I'm
a great
Steve
first
Irwin
pick.
With me into the wasteland.
Oh, that's so good. Okay.
That's hilarious because you didn't even think that we would do that, but I was
didn't.
Totally down for
I
that.
I didn't at all.
With pick number four, my first pick is in the way of the character archetype of the lovable rogue, someone who can sneak into places, creates mayhem, chaos. My first pick is Jobu Tupaki from Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Okay, great.
And when they take their potion, they assume the likeness of a kitsune.
Yeah, that's great.
Sure.
What's a kitsune?
Nine-tailed fox in Japanese folklore. Very cool. It's very awesome. My party's off to a great start.
I'm amazing. Everything's super sick.
It's great. It's great. It's perfect.
Everybody keeps talking about how cool it is.
Pick number five. I think that every adventuring party needs a muscle. Someone who is unhinged and willing to do some pretty crazy things. The hothead of the party. I am choosing Imperator Furiosa.
Yeah.
Very good.
And when she takes her potion, she takes on the likeness of I'm going to say, of a gorilla.
Nice.
Jordan, pick number six.
Yeah. Yeah. So second to sort of a druidic animal influence, I think in the apocalyptic wasteland, we're going to need a spiritual guide. We are going to need someone who heals through a love of hospitality and kindness, someone who sees all people as worthy of love, affection, and care. And so I'm going to be taking a cleric with draft number two. And
great.
When this cleric takes their potion, they will become an anthropomorphized boar. I'm picturing Ganon from old Legend of Zelda games, tusks, chain necklace, and most importantly, spiky, big hair with lots of blonde highlights. I'm taking the cleric of Flavortown himself, Guy Fieri. at pick number two.
Very nice.
For me, pick number two, pick number six overall.
Oh,
Boar is a very apt mutant.
That's so Guy good. Fieri.
Carter, pick number seven.
I mean, I'm actually trying to survive, but these picks are really creative.
I would survive. My team would eat your team.
And would talk to the camera about it.
Yeah, guy would be like, the flavor.
Well, my next pick is one for kebabs. So maybe the boar might be in trouble because I'm going to take somebody who has experience in this specific setting, not as specific as like Ninja Turtley, but I think Michonne could hold her own from The Walking Dead with any of these people. And she will for sure turn into a puma.
Very good.
Very nice.
Very good.
That's great.
Doge, pick number 8.
I've just been doing a little bit of work on the back end. Me and the boys went back to the lab briefly because they did, when they read me the text message, they misunderstood the prompt as they were explaining it to me. So they prepared a list for me that was actors to cast in this fictional adventure. So I've gone and done a little bit of retrofitting. The thing that our party needs actually is a main character, which I get that we're all like, it's fun to make a magic guy. It's fun to make a strong guy, but you got to have a main character. You got to have somebody for the audience to root for. Our main character is Adelaide Wilson, who is Lupita Nyong'o's character from Us. We need a very strong and very powerful, relentless fighter. When she takes the potion, she will turn into an otter, a very strong otter. And she's the one she's the one who will eventually be the leader of this group once the wise old owl retires.
That's very good.
An owl and an otter, dude. You're totally making a Redwall crew. You're a couple. Sorry.
No, I actually didn't realize that until right now.
Number 9, Doge.
Me again. We need a heavy. We need a big boy. Childs from The Thing. Keith David's character from The Thing takes the potion, enters this mutant wasteland, and becomes the most shredded walrus you've ever seen.
Sure.
Carter.
The most shredded walrus.
Your third party member.
My third party member. I love a character in these scenarios that can... It's kind of like what Ludacris does for the Fast Crew. They're kind of like eye in the sky, the most capable at like tech things. In this case, though, I need someone who can work with those chemicals. So I'm taking Heisenberg. I'm taking Walter White to be a part of this crew.
Yeah.
And he will be turning into... This was tough because I think there's a lot of ways that we can go with Walter White, but I do like the idea of a white rat.
Oh, very good.
Yeah,
that's cool.
That's nice.
Lab rat vibes.
A lab rat.
Yeah.
Sure.
Like Pinky and or the Brain.
Yes. Mm. And so he can either make us concoctions to blow up our enemies or just take a break, escape a little bit, you know?
Mm. Mm.
A different kind of high.
Sure.
But
yeah,
we'll have him with that perhaps that crystal blue persuasion.
Mm.
This is very nice. Walter.
I need to do a rewatch, dude. Breaking Bad is so good.
I think we're about to go through it for the Chelsea. It will be Chelsea's first time. So that's special occasion. Mm. Yes.
Special.
We'll see.
Jordan,
we'll see.
Your third party member.
Yeah. So next up, I feel like I really need a party face, somebody who can interact well with others. You need a charmer. You need somebody who has sort of it's like this Danny Ocean meets Pretty Woman, sort of like smile and charm, but also plan and heist. There's like a raw sexual prowess to a bard that you really need. And so when my bard takes the potion, they will transform into an anthropomorphized tiger. My bard will be Chapel Roan. I will take Chapel Roan into the wasteland. She will
and Chapel Roan.
She will be the party face that will take us into all the towns, cities, and into the hearts of those around us.
That is fantastic. My third party member. Similar to some so far, I will say that my party needs a nerd. We live in an apocalyptic wasteland where survival is of the utmost importance. And there's one...
Gotta have a goober.
One nerd who stands above the rest. And that is Amy Santiago from Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Very good.
Who downs the potion and turns into a... I'm going to say Amy Santiago turns into a pigeon.
Sure. Yeah.
My final party member. The fourth stone in the apocalyptic infinity gauntlet is the leader. And in a party of women, there's one who I think stands above as a clear leader, and that is Naniska, which is Viola Davis's character from The Woman King.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
Who downs the She's potion amazing. And becomes a lioness with a mane of hair down the center of her head.
Cool.
Jordan, your last party member.
Yep. My final party member. We need a caster. We need somebody who has a connection to the ethereal while remaining fairly grounded. I'm taking a warlock with me into the Badlands. I'm thinking like a Spellblade vibe, Eldritch Blasting with the left, swinging with the right. And for this one, they're going to take the potion and turn into anthropomorphized skunk. Beautiful and dangerous. And that is why Zendaya will be my fourth party member heading with me into Man, the Badlands. I really feel like Zendaya gives me like deal with a devil kind of vibes in a cool way.
Yeah, Zendaya and Chapel Roan on the same team is a good one. I like sure. that. Carter.
What a blast. I definitely want to hang out with your crew. I have, you know, I got a lot of people that are, I would guess, have some sense of humor. Wesley's pretty charming. Michonne, we can break through that outer skin a little bit and get to know her. And then obviously like Walter White can be, I think he's going to be a little, he's probably closer to Heisenberg. And so he's maybe taking his job too seriously. So I need somebody that can be a bit of a joker, tons of charisma. Also, you gotta, they can't just be a, you know, just a, I don't know what I would say, like a growth, like they have no help for us in this wasteland. I need somebody that can be pretty smart still. Specifically, it would help to know something about chaos theory in the midst of all this chaos. And so Ian Malcolm is going to be my final member, and he will take the form of a ring-tailed gray lemur.
That's great.
When he takes his potion.
Just me and you and Zaboomafu out here.
That's right.
I wish,
Jeff
dude.
Goldblum as a lemur felt good to
yeah.
me.
He is a lemur. That's such a good pull.
Is a one-to-one. Yeah.
My final party member is, I also agree that I need someone who is proficient in the arcane arts, but I don't want somebody who's stayed grounded, who's kept their feet on the ground. I want somebody who's jumped with their whole brain deep into the well of the arcane and perhaps lost a bit of themselves along the way. I need somebody extremely powerful, but also a little bit scary for my mage. And that's why I'm going to have Craig from Parks and Rec, Billy Eichner's character from Parks and Recreation. That's great. That's joining great. My crew as a mage, where Craig is more of a weapon than a human. And you just point him and say, do magic at that. And he does. And Craig becomes a salamander when he takes the potion to enter the wasteland.
Oh, what a fun pick.
Yeah, that's excellent. That's really excellent.
That is fantastic.
My crew, I know we needed a patron as well, right?
Yeah.
We need somebody.
I would say let's go through again. I'm interested in either a patron or a mentor figure for your party. If you have it off the top of your dome, I am also interested in a party name for your group.
Okay. My group, I'll do you one better than a mentor or a patron. My group is actively working against the leader of this Darkland to restore the rightful king to the throne. And the rightful leader of this world is Alan Cumming, as Alan Cummings from Traitors.
Mm-hmm.
Just amazing fits.
Lord Tortuo, the snapping turtle.
Very good.
And they're the Apocalyptimals.
That's very good.
Yep.
The Apocalyptimals. That's fun. My crew is going to be called the X-Men. It seems very unique. my leader, because it is hard to beat the splinter vibe.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And so I do want to have, except mine will turn into a hound dog, but I'm going to have Rooster Cogburn be the leader. That's this is the Jeff Bridges rooster from...
okay. Yeah,
from True Grit. Thought of actually making him a rooster, but it does feel like Jeff Bridges is a dog.
Yeah,
and I
like
want
a
him
Bassett
to have
hound.
Yeah, 100%, like a basset hound with an eye patch.
The line read in that movie of him being like, I am too old and too fat, is so funny to me.
Yeah. I need to watch this again. This was such a good movie.
It's great, dude.
It was like Haley Steinfeld takes off.
Yeah.
Situation.
Yeah.
But yeah, Matt Damon, Josh Brolin. Jeez Louise.
That's a great movie.
Domhnall Gleeson. Like, what a great cast.
Great. My leg is giving me fits.
My leg.
He for sure had a family member. There was someone he knew exactly who they were. Yeah. He just ripped that off completely. Someone he knows well.
Audiobook is pretty good for that one. Just a little reading plug.
Lame. Nerd.
Jordan, what do you got?
my crew is in desperate need of direction, leadership, advice, and counsel. Which is why I think I'm going the mentor route for sure. And my mentor, when they take the potion, would turn into a shark with a puka shell necklace and a sort of mesh trucker hat situation. Because my mentor is Jeff Probst. And yeah. My team, of course, will be called the Soul Survivors, S-O-U-L.
Yep.
Soul Survivors.
That's
excellent.
That is great.
Did y'all see the Emmy category for TV host, like the nominations? Mm-mm. So it's five. But I'll say the fifth is just all of the crew of Shark Tank.
Gotcha.
It's all reality TV. But then it's Alan Cumming, Jeff Probst, Kristen from Top Chef, and then RuPaul.
Wow.
Like,
are you,
like those?
Great.
I mean,
hey, that's a great,
a tough category.
That is a great Kristen intro Kish. To the magical mentor of my party. This group of women surviving in after the world has ended. This group known as the Valkyries is led by none other than RuPaul, mother herself.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
In the likeness of a snow leopard.
Yeah, yes. Definitely. Ooh, definitely.
Yeah. So good.
Yeah. That's wonderful.
So good. Just watched the lip sync Lollapalooza.
Yeah.
And Rue gets me so tickled of just all the different ways that she'll say for your charity.
Yeah.
Benefactress badges.
Don't
just
F it
the
up.
Funniest person on TV.
There's nothing funnier than watching RuPaul lip sync to her own song. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Gets me every single time.
I feel
time.
Like it's a joke she's definitely in on.
I think so. I don't know if there's many jokes RuPaul is not in on.
I agree with that. I agree with that. But it's hysterical. Gage, thank you for this. That was very cool. Thanks. I think if you liked this, there's more coming your way. I don't know why I did that voice. It's a terrible voice for podcasting. It's the only one God gave me, though, unfortunately.
You've got a great voice.
Do I get a benefactress badge for doing this?
Or? Yes, you get two. You get one for yourself and one to give away.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so who are you giving it to? I don't need one. I have everything. I'm a doctor. So don't pick me.
What are the rules for this? It has to be somebody here?
No.
Okay.
No, you can give it to anybody.
I'm going to give my...
Well, now I feel so selfish. It could be anyone in the world. And I was like, don't worry about me. Don't give it to me. I know you think that you would. I would be one of the ones you would give it to.
I thought it was pretty presumptuous of you.
But... I like pulling the rug out there. I think I will give my beautiful benefactress badge to... I think no one would enjoy it more than my wife, Rachel, who
has that's what
been
I
hunting for
revenge
her entire life. Imagine Dungeons, August 7th, 2-episode premiere.
It's like a 2-episode premiere with a little extra thing at the beginning before that. So
we'll pop out at episode 0 on that feed before August 7th to get everybody ready. But the adventure begins August 7th. And to be clear, you're allowed to imagine Dungeons anytime. But the podcast Imagine Dungeons, in which we encourage you to imagine them alongside us, your guided imagining of Dungeons begins August 7th.
That's how most people have been phrasing it.
Yeah. I hope this inspires you to roll your own dice and to fictionalize your own characters.
Dang. Just don't do a better job than us. Make sure that we're still better than you.
Make sure it's worse. It has to be worse.
Stay away from the microphone.
Yeah. Don't record it. Oh my God. Don't record it, dude.
Definitely don't record it.
We're going to kick you out if you record it. Oh man. Well, again, Gage, thank you for joining us. This has been awesome. And it was a great game to play together. To end our episode today, I'd like for each of us to say our name and what we would be, animal and role on our teams in the wasteland.
I'm Gage. I would take this potion. I would assume the visage of an old but powerful and super buff turtle, assuming the role of mentor who stays back at the house while everybody else does the hard work.
Sure. I think that's great. Yeah, I'm Jordan. I would just go straight battle master, fighter, big sword, no shield, medium armor for that extra dexterity bonus to my armor class. I would just be an unhittable, unstoppable killing machine, just like real life. And when I take the potion, I would become a sexy bunny like Judy Hopps, big juicy dumper.
Yeah.
Six pack pecs, muscles, the whole nine yards.
A boy, Judy Hopps.
Yeah. Judy Hopps. Nice. And I would braid my ears like in a ponytail behind my head.
Oh, cool.
Potential. There's a lot of potential there.
That's cute. Jordan has definitely thought of that before.
Every day.
I'm Doge. Sometimes we answer these things aspirationally, and sometimes we hold up the mirror to ourselves and we gaze honestly into it and report on what we find therein. I would probably be like a research nerd who stays back at the lair and is like, well, actually, if you venture into the wasteland, make sure you bring your gas mask.
That's where I know you from, dude.
Yeah, I would probably turn into like probably like a worm or like a caterpillar or something.
Stop. Dude, you're a squirrel. You're a squirrel. It's not even close. You're
definitely not a worm.
His name's like Egbert or like Bookbert or something.
Yeah. Or a sloth.
A bookworm. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is our worm friend, Fart. He's the guy in the chair.
Do you still love him?
We hate him.
Do you still love
would
him?
You, he's a worm? Would you still love me if I was a worm named Fart?
I'm Carter.
You can't
and
use
I
the computer because you got no arms.
Somebody really could please type the F key for me. I need you to Google how to use keyboard as worm for me.
I'm Carter, and I had fun building really the images of my characters. I liked imagining that twist, Gage. Thanks for having that of them turning into animals. And so I'm really trying to find, when I was Googling keywords to try and find an animal that would look like me, I searched big head proportional to their body.
Sure.
And what I found.
How about fish? That's all head.
Yeah, fish is basically mostly
fish
head.
Fish is mostly head.
Almost none of fish is not head.
But what I did find is an actual animal that I had not heard of until this moment, and I'm immediately in love. It's called the bufflehead.
The bufflehead?
It's a duck. Look up the bufflehead.
Birds.
If I was an animal, I would be a bufflehead.
Oh my God.
And they're known for having big heads for
their
bodies.
They got a noggin on them, listen, dude.
And I got a feeling a bufflehead is...
Dude, that
fly is nice, but
that duck is how to fly?
It's probably a doctor.
I think as a bufflehead, I would handle the ability to be able to fly as well as I currently in my human state handle the ability to be able to use technology. So it's there and I can get by, but I will need help.
That duck looks like it would just somersault through the air.
It just rolls like Sonic
because of its head.
The bufflehead.
Yeah. Sonic should be
that
a bird.
That duck wears size 7 3/4 fitted hat, if you wanted to know. For dude, sure. Reaches far in the back. There's always some in stock. Never have to worry about finding one. Like if you ever go and there's a sale and it's like, bah, there's only this one left. Try quadruple X. Like, well, that's me for hats.
Oh, good. Yay. I walked into many a gift shop this weekend, tried on many a hat, and not a single one fit my head. I got a big noggin as well. So I understand your plight.
Mine's just regular.
Dude. Yeah, if you're a resident of Colorado, I have a question. Why such small heads?
Yeah, why are your heads so small? I don't understand. Is it the air?
Come on, guys.
Their heads don't have to store air. That's it.
Yeah, yep. There's plenty of air. There's plenty of air outside the head.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.